that you don't like, because they will pass in any case, unless you re-stimulate them. Many of us re-stimulate feelings. Someone has a trauma happen to them. Maybe they're beaten or mugged or raped or something, you know, incest. Terrible traumas to the body and the mind. And at first it can be useful to tell someone, to share it, to get it out. But then they may join a group and go back every week and tell the story over and over, and they become an identified with, I am a survivor. It becomes the center of their life. There are people who were in Vietnam who still, their whole life is around Vietnam. There is a point it's useful to express, share and see the sky doesn't fall and other people can understand and hear your story. But afterward, it is not useful to continue to re-stimulate negative feelings. It is useful to re-stimulate positive feelings. Because positive feelings also fade over time, unless re-stimulated, including love. So you want to find ways to re-stimulate feelings you like, and do not re-stimulate feelings that give you pain. All feelings will pass. Sometimes somebody can be grieving. My mother died not long ago. My father, they were married 63 years. My father was extremely dependent on her. And he was certainly grieving. And now he's getting better. I didn't know if he ever would, but of course, these things pass. And even when he was grieving, even weeks, days after her death, there were moments he forgot to grieve. I played catch with him. He's 90 years old. While he was concentrating on catching that ball, he was forgetting to grieve. His attention was on catching the ball. So when someone says to you, I'm always depressed, constantly, no, they're not. They're lying to themselves. There are times they forget to be depressed. Life is moment to moment. So there are ways we can change feelings. There are ways we can influence our feelings. Let me suggest some ways, practical ways you can influence your feelings. Your breathing will influence your feelings. If you're angry, your breathing is strong exhalation. And it's subtle, but whenever you're angry, your breathing is out of balance. The exhalation is stronger than the inhalation. Everything's being put out there. You don't listen well when you're angry. You don't take in or receive very easily. The breath reflects that. Everything's outward. When you're sad, it's just the opposite. When you're sad, you feel weak and you're gasping for consolation. You want someone to give you energy, to hug you, to be there, because you feel like drained. So when you're sad, your breath is stronger inhalation, as in sobbing. Strong, fitful inhalation and weak exhalation. When my little girls were sad, I'd see if they could blow on my hand or blow out a candle. And the moment they could breathe out strongly, it helped rebalance their body-mind and help break that cycle. So I could do much to influence their emotions. Bringing the breath back into balance. Of course, when we're afraid, we don't breathe much at all. In fact, the only difference between fear and excitement is whether you're breathing. So if you're ever in a situation you might be afraid, on an amusement park ride, breathe slowly and deeply and evenly. So instead of saying, I'm so afraid, you can say, I'm so excited. If anybody ever holds you up at gunpoint, when the gun's pointed at you, you can go, oh, I'm so excited. So your breathing will influence your emotions. Your state of relaxation can influence your emotions. It's very difficult to relax your body and be really angry. Imagine yourself totally relaxed going, wow, am I ticked off. Very difficult to feel this cramp of anger when you're relaxed. Or fear. Stay relaxed. You can control that. State of your body. So your state of relaxation, your breathing, and your posture. If you lie on the floor in a fetal position, you know, like a young baby, an embryo, curled up, that's going to bring on one emotional energy. If you stand up and stretch your arms to the sky, you're going to express another energy. If you bend over and hunch over, in fact, I should tell you how to be depressed. If anyone here would like to know how to be depressed, I'd like you to explain how. First, sit in a room, a darkened room, dimly lit, all by yourself. Hunch over and look at the floor. Just stare at the floor and say to yourself over and over, I'm no good. I'm no good. I'm no good. Or maybe, Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And in 4 or 5 hours, you can whip yourself into a pretty good depression. Now, if you'd like to get out of depression, there are ways to do that. What you'll tend to want to do when you're feeling depressed is sit in a darkened room by yourself and so on. But what you can get yourself to do, because you can control your arms and legs, we've established that, you get up, you walk to a shopping mall, a brightly lit place, stimulating environment where there are people, or maybe through a beautiful park where there are people walking. You walk and look around, a stimulating environment. Move your large muscle groups. Exercise will help a lot. Exercise can help immensely. In fact, I've noticed, being an ex-world champion on the trampoline, no one can jump on the trampoline and be depressed at the same time. Another good thing to do when you're feeling depressed is to clean your house. Clean the whole house. Carefully. Pay attention to what you're doing. Are you breathing? Are you moving with elegance? You know, are you relaxed? Go through that. And by the time you get the house clean, you may very well be feeling better. Or you may still be depressed. But you got your house clean. And you're less likely to feel as depressed having done something and functioned than said, oh, I did nothing the whole day because I was feeling depressed. So what I mean is, when you have a feeling, whether it's sadness, depression, anger, accept the feeling is natural to you in the moment. But don't let it run your life. There's another way I thought I'd share with you to get out of depression. If you're feeling depressed, what you want to do is you want to find a mirror somewhere and look in the mirror and tell yourself every negative thing you can about yourself. You know, I'm no good, I'm this, I'm that, and I never do this, and I put my foot in my mouth, and I never speak up for myself or stand up for myself, and I'm whatever. Really let yourself have it. While you're keeping eye contact, it's important to do this with a straight, blank face. However, at the same time you do this, you want to put on some Groucho Marx glasses. Now imagine yourself, if you can, wearing these Groucho glasses with the nose and the eyebrows and the mustache. And while you're doing that, look yourself in the eye, in the mirror, and say, it's time to grow up and become a more spiritual being. It's time you stood up for yourself. Such a wuss. And so on.